voice that touches hearts all over the world, and a smile that can light up an entire stadium. She is something rare and special. In the world of divas and superstars, there is only one Beyoncé.
Collector of shade, serving the nastiest drama-filled crumpets at your grandmother's weakness. But you can just call me Ashley, and I'm going to go ahead and welcome you to reality, where this music lover and TV junkie, 25-year-old girl, will talk about a bunch of bullshit, he said, she said, all of the relevant and irrelevant people in the entertainment industry. So all of the fuckboys and fuckgirls, all those people combined. And the people that we like in the end, too. So, yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and get right into it. And thank you guys, my good friends Courtney and Tiffany, for joining me. You'll hear them in the background laughing and shit, because we're just gonna go ahead and get into it. One of the things that I definitely want to talk about was how people just got pregnant over the break and people had babies. Dwayne Wade and Ludacris, I don't know if you guys, everybody saw that in the news, you know. They got a little side chick. These goddamn side hoes be winning. And that shit just gets the fucking best of me. And I can't stand this shit because, see, I done been all type of women. You know, like, it really bothers me. Like, damn, the side bitch, she got the baby. So she about to be getting this check every month. But that shit ain't gonna last for long. You know, I know that for a fact because that's how niggas do. But some niggas. I ain't gonna say all niggas. Some niggas. But either way, the bitch is pregnant. But that's okay because, goddamn Gabby, that ring... Oh, bitch, I died several times. When I saw that shit on Instagram, I said, goddamn, you know what? I'm doing something wrong. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I gotta get a ring. I gotta get a ring like that. Or bigger. Yeah, or bigger. I might do some NeNe shit, too, because NeNe had a big ass. How many carats was that? 18? I think it was 15, 18. Either way, the shit was amazing. So, but I was just like, damn, Gabby. And like one girl, you know, she posted on Instagram, she was actually crying because she loved Dwayne Wade so fucking much. Now, I don't, but I love the ring, so I cried. Interesting. And I think Ludacris, his girl, who's a medical school dropout, bitch, what the fuck? Let me tell you something right now. No dick in this world would make me drop out of school. Nigga, my mom would kill my ass. Are you fucking kidding? My mama would be like, bitch, did you really just say you're not going back to school because you're in love with Ludacris and y'all getting married, but you ain't got no ring? I don't even know if she has a ring or not. I just saw that she was like the long-term girlfriend or whatever. But either way, she doesn't, you know, she got this really nice-ass bracelet. And that's it. So it's like, can you imagine your man saying, we need to talk, because this shit about to hit the tabloids and shit. And I'll just be like, what the fuck happened now? Did you get high and get pulled over? What? You know, did you hit somebody? I mean, fuck. Did you pull a Jeezy and beat the shit out your child or something? Let me know. You know, what happened? And he'd be like, I mean, I got a baby. Motherfucker. When did you have time? Because we just got back from vacation. So, in between the time that we broke up for a couple of fucking days, how did you come back and have a baby? This shit just don't add up. And then he'd be like, but I got you this bracelet. Okay, wait a minute. Now, this shit is nice as fuck. And we do got that dinner to go to, so I could wear this shit. But this not no fucking apology. Like, you gonna have to do some real serious groundwork to get back in this. Because this shit is fucked up. Now, I gotta be the baddest bitch in the world and go out here and say, oh, yeah, he got a baby, but so what? I got the man. Like, I got the ring. That shit right there is just wrong. And fuck Dwayne Wade and Ludacris for having to put these women through that shit. And I applaud those women for putting up with this shit. Because in the end, bitch, you're going to win. You're going to win. And you goddamn, you already on the cover of these damn magazines and shit. So I'm just already amazed at this shit. Like, oh my God, this fucking bracelet. This is a fucking B-Day gift from 2 years ago. What the fuck? I'm looking on Instagram right now, y'all. This is amazing shit. Goddamn it, Luda. I'm pregnant. Okay, so... So moving on, I mentioned Jeezy, okay, and I'm just gonna go ahead and talk about this shit. Jeezy allegedly turned himself in for making terroristic threats to his son. They were out shopping or some shit. Now, it doesn't say specifically what his son did, but it does mention that his son, you know, they shared words or some shit like that. But I'm gonna just go ahead and say, Jeezy is black, and the child is black, and I don't want to, I have an Oprah moment, I'm going to cry, because when you're raised in a black home, before you get out the car, your parents say some shit to you, and it's terroristic, but you have to deal with that shit, because you sleep in the same household as them. So before you get out the car and you go any fucking store, your mom and your dad says, now, when we get in this goddamn store, you better not look at shit. You better not touch. I better not even fucking hear you breathe. Because the first goddamn time, and this is my mama, this is how my mama said, because the first goddamn time, Ashley, if I swear, I'm gonna beat the shit out your ass. I was so fucking scared. I said, I just want to sit in the car. But that was against the law at the time, so couldn't fucking do that. So, you know, you go into the store, and I think my teenage years, I kind of said something like a little smart in the mouth, and fuck, all I remember is my mom slapping the shit out of me. I couldn't breathe for a minute, but I mean, I'm alive, so it's okay. But you do not fuck with a black parent in the store. You just don't do that shit. You fucking lost your birthday gifts, your Christmas gifts, and now I gotta turn my motherfucking self in for making some goddamn terroristic threats, because I said I'm gonna blow you. I could blow your fucking brains out right now, bitch. I really could. I got this goddamn gun in my motherfucking back pocket. You done said some smart ass shit coming from your mama house, because that's where I picked your ass up from. I'ma beat the shit out you and her ass, because see, she done taught you to say this shit with me. I know that whole co-parenting shit. Who the fuck? Co-parents? Mad props to you and to those mamas who have to deprogram their children when they come home. Baby, I'm clapping up for you, goddamn it, because that baby daddy, if you could just cuss his ass out, but you don't want to do that in front of the child, I understand. But you know what? You can write threatening terroristic letters. You can write them down. Don't give them to him, but write it down. Just get it off your chest, because I know sometimes parents say shit when the child is away from the other parent. That shit is just so fucking funny, because your child come back with some type of balls and somebody gonna get a smart mouth. And you gonna be like, what the fuck did you just say? I say it at my daddy house. Well, goddamn, you ain't over here now. I know for a fact. Like, that shit is real talk. I came from the co-parenting situation. That shit didn't work out. But, yeah. So that's, you know, that's it for the music recap. You know, Beyonce just, I'm still living off of this album, Beyonce. I mean, goddamn it, B. I got my fucking life. I really did. Like, I woke the fuck up and said, bitch, you gotta do something. Beyonce just came out of nowhere and said, before the year ends, I'ma let y'all know. I know it seemed like I wasn't doing shit. I was taking pictures, putting them on Tumblr, you know, all that shit. Me and Jay and Blue, we were just kicking shit. No, bitch, I was actually recording shit. Years of recording, and I just decided I'm gonna save this shit and just drop it on y'all ass. Only 12 people in the record company actually knew what the fuck was going on, and I don't know if they were paid or threatened. Maybe Jeezy gave them some terroristic threats for Beyonce. I don't think people thought about that shit, because nobody knew, and shit can get leaked out in a record label so quick. But yeah, you know, she just dropped that album on our ass. So on my way here, I was just jamming Flawless, you know, rapping and shit. She got me feeling like I could do what the fuck ever. Like, I ain't got bills to pay, because, bitch, I sing Beyonce songs. Like, it ain't nothing. But let me stop believing that shit. My ass gonna be broke, unemployed, sitting on the corner with a box. All that shit. So, I gotta get into my reality television now, because I'm like a reality TV fucking junkie, and I don't care what anybody says. Yes, I do have a fucking life, and I do shit. Okay, because they make fucking apps to do a goddamn recap of these shows now. So don't even sit there and be like, goddamn, this bitch watch a lot of TV. No, motherfucker, I downloaded the goddamn app. So you kiss the blackest part of my ass, okay? Because
God damn it, they're showing this show again. All you gotta do is download the app. And guess what, bitch? Because this is something that all black people love. It's fucking free. It is free. And I'm gonna start with my first app, which is Oxygen. Bad Girls Club All-Star Battle. I don't know if you people watch that, but God damn it, I like to see bitches fight. I just do. I just fucking do. I like to see bitches fight. And the fact that these bitches get to fight and compete for $100,000. What would you do for $100,000? I would be, bitch, my situation right now, I would beat the shit out of somebody. Put me in a room and tell me when you come out this room, if she come out before you, you're not going to get this check. Well, what the fuck is the check for? It's for $100,000. I'm closing the door right then and there. I'm closing the door, and I'm whooping her ass. I'm sitting on her. I'm cutting off her oxygen. I'm pulling her hair. It's going to be blood. It's going to be blood in my situation right now. Now, you know, further on in life, after I'm blessed and everything with my finances, I'm going to be like, oh, $100,000. I mean, we could split it. And I'd give it to charity or something like that. But right now, oh, that bitch is dead. I'm about to call Jeezy right now. Be like, let's go in on this bitch together. But so on the All-Star Battle, Rocky's team is winning. Yay, Rocky. At first, I was not feeling Rocky. That whole Shanrock shit gets on my nerves. I can't get with that shit. But I like Rocky, and I love that fucking haircut. She made me want to cut my hair, but my face too fat for that shit. Oh, speaking of fat. Plus size girls, if your face is round, okay, short hair it's really not for you, and don't fucking believe your friends that tell you that it is for you, because that shit is just wrong. They're lying. A lot of friends lie to you when you're plus size, and you don't know that shit until a guy says something negative or a positive negative about it. Like, they may throw you with that, yeah, I mean, it's all right. That's when you know that shit is not right. Your friend lied to you. She told you that shit was cute. You came in the room all confident and shit. And here he go. I mean, it's straight or whatever. God damn it. Why did I listen to that bitch? That's what's going on in your head. That bitch fucking lied to me. I should beat her ass. When I call her later on, I'm going to cuss her ass out for $100,000. God damn it. It's the shit you going to do. So Camila on the show, or Camila, she was like, oh my God, Ray J, twerk for Ray J. And even Ray J was looking like, bitch, what? Did you just get the fuck up and literally twerk for me? But I, low key though, I ain't lying. Camila trying to shut her shit up. So in case she doesn't win the $100,000, she gonna get with Ray J. And boom, Kim Kardashian, who was she? It's Camila. I'm telling you right now, she ain't stupid. She's setting her shit up. I mean, Ray J, he looked taller on the show or whatever, and look cuter, but I still be like, damn, that's Brandy's little brother, though. Like, shit. Fuck. But he got money, because Kim Bank, and now she with Ye, and they got Nori is her nickname, okay? North, is it? Yeah, Nori. Northwest. Or did they drop the West? Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I just know that bitch really want to be friends with Blue. And me and Blue be kicking shit all the time. So I talk to Blue all the time. So if y'all didn't know that, she talking now. So I just want to say that it was so stupid on the show. They sent Danny home, one of the SpongeBob body shape twins. You know, her shape is fucked up. Her and her sister, like, for real, it's really bad. And it's enhancement pills and shit out there now. So just risk your life and take it. You know when you hear the commercials and they be like, this pill does amazing things for your body. It'll make your hair grow. It'll have you looking like that vivacious woman. And then you hear the person in the background saying, this pill can cause heart attack, clogged arteries, kidney failure. You be like, God damn it. What the fuck? I can't take this, nigga. I'm gonna die. I cannot take this shit. But deep down inside, you're going to, that's right, I'm going to die a fly-ass bitch. Let me pop goddamn 1, 2, or 3 of these motherfuckers. Clogged artery, kidney failure. Hell, I'm going to be cute, though. That's all you got to worry about. So, yeah, you know. But any damn ways, what would you do for $100,000? I don't know. I beat shit out of bitch. So, the premiere of Bravo's Blood, Sweat, and Heels Oh, bitch. I'm gonna just tell you right now, I love Demetria. I fucking love her. She is the best. Demetria, I love your natural hair. I love your style. I love your mentality. I feel like you really understand the modern girl today, the girl that's really trying to have her own and just stay on her own 2 feet and really do some shit with her life. I really love that about you. What's the girl's name with the pink lips? Daisy. Daisy needs to get laid. Daisy needs to be dicked down. Daisy needs some dick that will shut her the hell up. I'm talking about comatose dick. I don't even know if has anybody ever experienced that, because I might be alone. But Daisy needs that shit so fucking bad, because Daisy said, oh my God, like, no, I'm just saving myself for, you know, no, she said, a lot of men now, they just want to have sex. Bitch, what the fuck, what world are you living in? Thank God for Demetria, because she said, yes, a lot of men do want to have sex, and women do too. Thank you, Demetria, because Daisy's pussy is dried up, tied up, and fried up, and it needs to be melted down with some goddamn butter, put it in a pan. That thing need to be cooked, baby, because she needs some dick for real. I could not believe that. That's why she's so goddamn uptight and ditzy-like, because that's going to bring me into her goddamn Brooklyn brunch. The goddamn brunch, she said, do you think in today's world, a woman can run the world? And one of the girls was like, I think it was Brie or whatever. I don't know. I think she's irrelevant right now. She said, no, because women are too, they're not emotionally stable or something like that. Okay, and Daisy agreed with her ass. I'ma just tell you right now, I hope they have no more Twitter followers. I hope they have no more Facebook friends. I hope they have no more Instagram followers. I hope nobody fucking emails them but the people that they work for. Because that shit right there, you did something to every fucking woman in the world. You chopped our asses down goddamn 5 times because you said that we were too motherfucking emotionally stable. What the fuck kind of shit is that? But you're right here talking about Jeezy making terroristic threats. Bitch, a woman won't even say, I'm gonna blow your head off. She gonna say, I'm gonna just beat your ass. Or she might not even say it. She'll just do the shit. So what the fuck? You know, I bet you a bitch could have found Saddam Hussein early or Bin Laden and would have handled this shit. You know, we probably would have did like a damn Players Club. You know, baby, you got to use what you got to get what you want. But at the end of the day, I just can't believe she said that shit. Like, that shit just amazed me. And no, you don't deserve dick. If you feel like a woman cannot run the country, you do not deserve what God has made for us and what, you know, and us for them. You just don't deserve that. That's how I feel, Daisy. You're just gonna be alone. You don't even deserve a fucking cat, because a cat could be a woman. Goddamn, I'm so mad about that. I'm sorry. I'm real mad about that, because she said a woman is not emotionally stable to run the world. Are you serious? Why the fuck are you so successful right now? Because you're stable and you're a woman. You are level-headed. You're educated. You, like, for real. So I really, if I was them, I would never go to another Brooklyn brunch again, and that can just suck ass. So about the other ladies on the show, really quick. Micah, she needs to go to a fucking AA meeting. I'm just saying that right now. There's a moment in life where you can drink a lot and drink too much. She drinks too much to the point where it's disgusting, and bitch was falling, and she was like, uh-uh, men, they ain't nothing but some kids, uh-uh, because they need to be trained. Bitch, what? And then you turn around once you got home and was like, your man cheated on you. Well, did you not train him right or something? What happened? What the fuck? You just said they some kids and they need to be trained. They some little boys. That's what she said. But, like, seriously, like, what the fuck did you do wrong? Did you drink too much and forget that your man was there and he went out and slept with somebody else? Sounds like it. Oops. Did I say that? So, yeah, she needed... Oh, and the other thing that was said, I don't remember her name on the show, but she's Micah's homegirl, and she does look like Wesley Snipes on Tu Wong Fu. She really does. And I kept looking at her, and I was like, damn, because somebody said, well, her Wesley Snipes looking ass on Twitter, and I was like, let me look at her ass again. And I looked at her face, and I said, oh, wait, blink, two times three. Oh, yeah, that's Wesley from Tu Wong Fu. That's it. This bitch said... I don't even know what she said about wearing. No, it wasn't what she said about wearing. It was the food she was talking about. Her ass is greedy. That's number one. When somebody invites you to an event, bitch, don't be hungry. You do not get hungry unless you go into a goddamn restaurant and you know you can order your own shit. But if the shit is already there for you, you do not get hungry. Okay? That's called a snack. This bitch went up and then said, I mean, they could at least have some collard greens at a brunch. Bitch, why they do that? What? For real? I would have applauded you if you pulled out some damn salt and pepper out your purse, but damn, you want them to have collard greens? Oh, some hot sauce. That's some southern shit, too. But she wore this gold, robe. I guess it was a dress. It looked like a robe, a coat or whatever. And that's just not brunch attire. You look the hot ass mess. And shoot your stylist or call Jeezy by them terrorist threats. So everybody should do that shit. So the other thing was, the girl Bria, they brought a vibrator in or something. And Bria was like, oh my gosh, should I know what that is? Oh shit. You friends with Daisy. You need to be dicked out too. I don't think comatose is what she needs. Cause she don't even look like she done been fucking. Daisy looked like she done been fucking in her past and the guy just didn't want to stick with her ass. And he ditched her, and so now she's all into this whole, new year, new me. I'm all about me and refining myself, and I'm not worried about no man. Okay, I get the shit. I do. But sometimes you do need some dick in your life. Sometimes it can clear up your acne and all that other shit. You just got to think about that. But, yeah, so, and low-key, when I was talking about people who look like people, Micah looks like Tina Marie's lost child. I'm just saying. She really does. Look at Tina Marie's pictures and look at Micah. That is her lost child. So I found your mom. Melissa Ford. God damn it. When I saw her on the previews, I was like, when was the last video she was in? I was like, I can't remember this shit for the life of me. I'm going to find this shit out and tell y'all next time. But for real, Melissa Ford is known as the video model. But she let everybody know, like all the young girls that are in videos right now, that shit don't last forever, bitch. Them checks gonna stop. They gonna stop booking your ass. They gonna stop calling your ass. And you probably ain't gonna have no damn VIP at the parties no goddamn more. She is an example of that, and she's another example of why you should be getting your damn education so you have something to fall back on. Because now, girlfriend is trying to be a real estate agent, and she cannot translate shit, okay? She couldn't talk about square footage. She couldn't talk about the hue, which is color for you uneducated motherfuckers. She couldn't talk about, she couldn't say nothing. She couldn't even say anything about the goddamn view. I think she said, can you call this panty dropping or panty dropper? Bitch, what? How does that relate to this goddamn condo? Unless you're about to drop your drawers for your male client who's interested in you. That shit made no sense to me. But that bitch is smart, though, because guess what she knew? She knew how much her commission was if she sold that shit. Smart bitch. But you got to sell the goddamn shit first. You got to know your facts, baby. You can't do that. You can't be pretty no more talking about I'm selling condos. No. You got to know your shit, girl. Talking about, oh, that's like $100,000 and $200,000 commission check. And the square footage is, really, bitch? So, I'm done with her ass on that, but she real cute, though. Her dress at the brunch was cute. That's just how I feel about that. And once again, Daisy needs to get dick down. So, the other thing that they talked about was, do all men cheat? Please email me at tspiller, that's T-E-A, spiller, S-P-I-L-L-E-R at reality.com. Email me reasons why men cheat. Because I have a few reasons, but I mean, shit. One is Micah's drunk ass. Daisy's crazy ass talking about women are emotional because of our periods. I'm PMSing right now and I'm not emotional. I'm not crying. I'm not even mad. I'm actually fucking calm and I'm cramping right now. I'm pretty goddamn, I feel good. I feel great. Really fucking great. But I'd be goddamn if a bitch try me. Then I'm gonna get pissed the fuck off. But I'm good. I'm good. So, you know, fuck her for saying that too. But yeah, so the other thing that we have to talk about was the have and the have-nots. Because goddamn it, Tyler Perry, I don't give a fuck what people say about Madea. That's my bottom bitch. But then you had to go and create Candace. And that's my bad bitch. Goddamn, God, Tika Sumter is that bitch. Goddamn it, Tika, I love you so much. But I'm going to tell you right now, Amanda's friend, you need to find some new friends, honey. Amanda is too goddamn dumb for me. I can't take. She made me so angry. Like, I was one of those people that was talking back to TV, like, eating my food. Girl, that was me watching the show, like, for real. Candace taught her fucking nothing about bad manners and shit because her mom was like, oh, and by the way, her mom and I are good friends. I call her KC, Catherine Cryer. Yeah, that bitch is bad too and low key. You just don't know. But Catherine was like, Amanda, hush, shut up. And she was like, no, mom, Amanda, shut up. And Candace was looking at her like, okay, bitch, I know I taught you something to say back to her, but clearly she didn't teach her shit because she was just like, no, mom, I have something to say. Well, bitch, don't say it and get this bitch out my house. Get this hoe. So the first thing I said was when she kept telling her to put out Tika Sumter's character, which is Candace, I kept saying, if that was a black woman, because I'm going to tell you right now, if a black woman says, get out, you should just go. Because next, she's not going to say nothing. She's going to literally put her hands on you. And then when she said, Jim, get her out. And Jim was like, Candace, right now is family time. And, you know, we're really having a personal conversation or something. And Candace was looking like, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here because I'm handling business. And here go Catherine. Jim, get her out. Again, if that was a black woman, you better get this bitch out my goddamn house or you and this bitch gonna be outside. I swear to you, that's how I felt. So, Catherine Cryer, that's my girl, you know, Jim old hoeing ass. He just so damn weak. Just, he fell in love with Candace and he ain't ready to admit that shit. But yeah, Tika Sumter, you are doing your thing. And for Hannah, you know, the mom who is the housekeeper, I call her the head bitch in charge. Okay, God has blessed Hannah with the gift of sight because Hannah was figuring that shit out. The whole crime, she was figuring all that out. And she put those goddamn puzzles together and realized that, goddamn it, it was that crier boy that hit my baby, Wyatt. It was Wyatt. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next episode. Which, by the way, I wish I had Oprah on speed dial. Because, you know, Oprah gets the entire season early. So Oprah done seen the damn season. God damn, I wish I need to call. I need to find out. I got to get Oprah's number. Because I need to be like, I need to watch this shit with you. Because I just can't hold my breath. Like, I can't wait. I got to see this shit. I want to know. Because I want to go and beat the shit out of Wyatt. And I really want to slap the shit out of Jeffrey. You should have put some money to the side where your mama couldn't touch your baby because now you're homeless, you're jobless, you ain't got no damn man. And I'm, goddamn, Jeffrey, shit, you're sleeping on the bad bitch couch. Come on now. So that was Jeffrey. That was having the have-nots. And, you know, you guys really need to watch that show. It comes on Tuesdays at 9 on only on OWN. I have to say it like that. Only on OWN. Watch that shit because it's really, really good. But here is the show. Here is the show that if you are 20, I'll give your ass 24. If you are 24 and up, and you're a single black woman that is either on the road to success or you are successful, Being Mary Jane, starring Gabrielle Union, this show you need to sit your ass down and watch for sure. So, in this new episode of Being Mary Jane, she has now become, she is confronted by the other, by the wife. She's the other woman. She's confronted by the wife. And baby, did you hear the question? Did you come?
Yes.
Ooh. You really want to know that? Yes. Yes, I did. And here's a word that a lot of people don't know about. And I shared this word with my friend, actually. She said, yes, I do. It's called reciprocity. And you need to look that fucking word up, because it's all about positiveness and giving and giving and receiving, all that shit. I was like, God damn, when I looked at the definition of that word, I was done. I said, wow, this is amazing. What? Is that how you intelligently describe your orgasm? Oh my God, I'm definitely using that on my next whatever boo thing. So Amari Hardwick is from Savannah, Georgia, where I am hailed from. And Amari, you're going to be listening to this shit. I love you. And God damn it, I'll be the other woman. Fuck it. I'll take on the role. Gosh. I'll take the stress if it means you coming into the shower in the gym and picking me up and putting me up against the wall. God damn it. That was a lucky ass bitch in that scene. Right. I was like, what? Why was she mad at him? I forgot everything in that one scene. Like, what the fuck? And, you know, and I just really lost it, you know. And then I love how they captured the moment in the newsroom where the producer was pretty much trying to keep the live feed of the storm that they were capturing. You know, a lot of people are like, damn, that's fucked up that they did that. But you have to do what you got to do to get those ratings. You know, I'm probably gonna have to sell a couple of my friends to get my ratings up for this podcast. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna have to do. They're gonna have to shake it like some dice or something. RIP Camouflage. That was a plug. So during being Mary Jane, speaking of plugs, during the commercial, if y'all did not get up to go get something to drink or go to the bathroom, OraQuick, which is the STD, or is it the HIV? One of those goddamn diseases. The home testing, they put that plug in there, and I thought that was really great. A perfect fucking timing, because we sleep around. We really do. And a lot of people are really embarrassed to go get tested. I was so fucking scared, but when my shit came back and was like, you clean, bitch, I was like, oh, I'm a new woman. I'm not gonna be doing nothing else. Bitch, please. That nigga texted me later on that night and was like, so what's up? I mean, what's up? Shit. A bitch is clean, but you gotta bring some condoms, because I really want to be with you and I love what we have, but I can't deal with us not having protected sex. Like, I can't. I don't want to die. I'm not ready for this shit. So, you know, that's just some of the shit that we're gonna have to go through in life, but you gotta watch Being Mary Jane, because they talk about all of that. And the commercials that they have on the show are a fucking amazing. Gabrielle Union did her shit. I love it. Amari Hardwick, I love him. What's the other guy's name? I can't remember his name, but he's like he has his own news show or something. And he's supposed to be gay, and he thought about coming out to save his job. I love how she told him, you know, being gay is the new black. And if you didn't understand what that means, honey, everybody gay. Okay? That shit don't mean nothing. All that discrimination, look, y'all can get married now. Y'all can live together. You can even file your fucking taxes together now. That, God damn it. It doesn't even matter anymore. You can do so much now as a gay couple. So kudos to everybody that's gay, and be proud of that shit. God damn it. Shit. Put up a damn sign or something. Yeah, we gay, and what the fuck else? Do something. You gotta be proud of that shit. Cause I mean, black people, what you say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. You gotta do something now. So I think that's kudos to the show as well for, I guess, pushing him to be expressive, which a lot of gay people should be. Anyways, don't be ashamed of yourself. So, last but not least, I'm getting ready to get pissed the fuck off. Because I tuned in to Oprah's live class and featuring Ayanna Van Zandt. And the title of this show was Colorism. It was really, really, really good. It was kind of predictive for me, actually. Some of the shit that they were talking about, you know, about light skin versus dark skin and women, we have to go through this shit. Bitch, get over it. That's how I felt. But you don't know how people's lives are, so I don't want to upset anybody on that. But that's how I feel. We all have to pay the same bills and, you know, go through the same shit in life. Yes, somebody is lighter than I am. Someone is darker than I am. But you have to accept yourself. And one of the things, once again, Tika Sumter was on there too. She was saying how it starts at home. And I had to applaud her for saying that because she was so fucking right. Your parents have to instill that within you first to accept yourself. And then you need to accept yourself. And then after that, people will accept you for who you are. So definitely, I think that the show was great. But the thing that pissed me off the most was the girl, the 19-year-old girl, who Ayanna stood her in front of someone of her same complexion, and she said, "Look at her. Do you see her? And what do you, how do you feel about her?" What she said, you know, do you like her or something like that? Some shit. But the girl, no, do you think she's beautiful or something? And the girl was like, "No, because she's dark skinned." Now, if I was that woman, I probably would have slapped shit out of her. But I get where the show was going with that. But I was just so, I felt so bad for that little girl at that moment. Let me make note. At that moment, I felt bad for her. Honey, when she stood in front of the light-skinned lady and Ayanna said, "What do you think of her? Do you think she's pretty?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Why?" She said, "Because she's light-skinned." And the lady was like, "But you're beautiful!" Ayanna said, "Oh," and the girl was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I got excited, I'm sorry." And she said, "And her hair is long." Ayanna said, "She bought her hair just like you." God damn it! This little girl, I was like, did you just let Ayanna read you like that real quick and put your ass in your place? Sit your dark skin ass down. You are freaking gorgeous. Now, speaking of gorgeous, okay, baby, because I'm being real with you. I don't think it's the issue of color. I think it's sometimes how our features are molded into creating us. And sometimes everybody is not beautiful. Everybody is not pretty. Some, there are ugly people. And I'm bold enough to say that. It's some ugly ass people in this world. I felt like the little 19-year-old girl could have used some eyeshadow. I felt like she could have used some cute little lip gloss. Some things to, makeup does enhance beauty. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Makeup makes a bitch look real pretty. And I bet you if half of them damn hoes on Love Hip Hop took their makeup off, you'd be like, "Oh shit, goddamn, what the fuck?" It'll scare you. I've seen Tahiri out without makeup, so exclude Tahiri from that, because her ass look the same. Like, I don't even know the fuck she wearing makeup, because she really is pretty outside of wearing makeup. Sorry, at the airport one day. But yeah. You know, makeup does help bitches. And fuck all you guys that be like, "I don't like no woman with makeup. I like natural beauty." Well, bitch, when you picked me up in the club and brought me a drink, I had makeup on. So now you want me to take my makeup off because I'm going to meet your mama. Which, she may be ugly, so no shade to somebody I know. I'll never tell him to his face. I won't hurt him like that. So anyways, but yeah. And what's the other thing? Is it two ugly people, y'all, that should not make a baby? Okay, all the ugly people in the world, stop fucking ugly people. Just stop. Don't do it. Say no. No means no. All the ugly people in the world, stop fucking. Don't find you a pretty bitch or a pretty man or whatever, and go make babies with them. Because got a positive and a negative. Y'all gonna create something. But a negative and a negative, I don't think that shit's gonna be good. I mean, that shit, no, nope. Not with ugly people. Mm-mm. They said a negative plus a negative is a positive. With ugly people, that does not work. Who? Zendaya. Oh, yeah. Her parents are ugly. Shit. No, I still don't think ugly people should get together like that, though. I don't know. We got to discover that shit. That's going to be our project. I got to do a poll or something on that. Should ugly people have sex with ugly people? So, I really got to find that shit out. Again, Tika Sumpter was on there, and she was so freaking gorgeous. And I loved how she continued to express to the young girl and to all the other people in the show that she grew up confident. Now, that's some strong shit to say. She said that she's actually the darkest out of all of her siblings. And that when she was brought home, well, when she was born, her dad said, finally, one that looks like me. Most black men would be like, this my child. Because the mother one's questionable. But I was like, that was some real shit that she said. And I really do appreciate her for trying to, like every other woman there, they were really trying to instill within that 19-year-old girl that she was beautiful. And Oprah was getting mad because Oprah said, you mean to tell me out of all of these women in here, you don't find yourself the least bit beautiful? And she was like, no. I honestly said, well, what would it take? Ayana and Oprah, I fucking love them. Oh my gosh. She said, well, what will it take? And the girl was like, I don't know. She again crying and shit. So at that point, you know, she was like, I just realized that everybody goes through the same thing. And Oprah, it was funny because I felt like something could have been said after that by Oprah or Ayana, but actually Oprah, she closed the show out with that. So I think at that point, it was like, let's take this bitch in the back and we're going to have a breakdown with her, an intervention or something, because she need to realize that she is pretty. Just because you're dark-skinned, that does not mean that you're ugly. Like, oh my God, it's some beautiful dark-skinned women in this world. And what the fuck? The girl was just, ugh, she got on my fucking nerves, but I'm not going to get into her no more and waste my damn time. But one of the key things that Oprah said on her show was, I am the O of OWN. I said, you better work. Because that's like Beyonce dropping that album and telling Target to fuck you. Oh, by the way, fuck you, Target. I meant to tell y'all that earlier. And hey, Walmart, what's up, girl? So, yeah. But I'm just going to have to fucking wrap this shit up today because I can go in for hours about shit. I'm a fucking talker. And you'll realize that shit. So, you know, fuck it. Two tears in a bucket. Get money. Fuck niggas. Get money. Get some dick. Please get laid. Please, people. Get laid and protect yourselves. Educate yourselves and love yourselves again. So, you know, my name is Ashley and welcome to reality. You're gonna fucking love this shit. And I'm gonna keep doing this shit till you love it. Or until a major network picks me up. And then I'm really going to be like, oh, fuck Target. So, but yeah, you guys can actually follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. My Twitter is actually at reality. So that's R-E-A-L-I-T-E-A. T as in the teacup, bitch. Because some of y'all are probably going to really type in the letter T. And for my Instagram, it's Ashley's Reality. And like I said, you can always check my website out, my blog, and you can read what I wrote about my being Mary Jane moment, where I explained about being the other woman and how I just fucking didn't know that he was married. So what? I fucked your man. Bitch, I did not know he was married with two fucking kids. I just didn't know. He hid that shit so fucking well. It was like, where's Waldo? And I never found him. So you can read up on that at www.reality.com. And shout out to 912 Studios and Mazo and Courtney and Tiffany and the Royal Palace. Every fucking body that encouraged me to do this crazy shit. And they want more. I mean, because they done created a goddamn monster. So, you know, that's it for me. And we're out.
to put your hands up. All the single ladies.